Hello everyone, it's me, it's Peter. I'm here, I'm on my own right now, but Theater Tool will be along, where I put the recording in. But just to explain some stuff that's going on, I know we've had a bit kind of big gaps in between things. And that's, well, everyone's kind of busy. Richard's had his, well, at this point, he's had his movie premiere, which went quite well, as far as I know. Joey got to watch it. I didn't. I'm in the fucking thing, and I still haven't seen it. But there you go. We got Halloween coming up next week, next Thursday. One whole week away. So we decided we'd get together. We got together 2 weeks ago. No, a week ago. Sorry, and just recorded a little bit about how Halloween is here. That's coming up in the second part. We split it in two, so the first half is about films that we've seen recently, shit like that. And the second half will either be really, really boring personal stuff for you about how Halloween in Ireland is, which it can be quite different. It's actually quite interesting. If you have that kind of strange over the top American Halloween that some of you guys get, or if you get kind of like a really muted one, we have it's kind of come back around here, and we get a lot of the American stuff. We get a lot of old Irish Celtic pagan stuff mixed in there for no reason, and it makes for a very, very strange but also fucking awesome night. So oh sorry, I thought I stopped recording there. So yeah, look forward to that next week, but this week it's just films that we watched on Halloween night in the past as well. You get to hear me confuse Poltergeist with a completely different movie. I'm really sorry about that. I can't think of the name offhand now, because it's perfect, because I'm fucking recording and I can't remember the name of the fucking movie. But Joe's off to, she's going on her yearly pilgrimage to Florida to, I don't know, sit in the back room of a pub with a bunch of smelly fuckers in leather who all want to out-punk each other. Richard, I'm not sure what Richard's doing for Halloween this year. And me, I'm doing shit all. I think I'll staying in and playing video games. That's it. Scary video games. And hopefully not getting annoyed by my neighbors. Who don't come around here. We're putting up decorations. We're never going to take them down. We got a ton of stuff. I think I talked about that in the podcast, though. So yeah, it's exciting, but I'm not making it sound exciting. I'm sorry. Yeah, I've talked for 4 minutes now, so enjoy the podcast. Enjoy it next week or the week after. I feel like I should put it up next week. Tell me what you think. If you think it's bad, I won't do the skit.
Swallow this.
Me too.
Oh. Look, it's like they're friends.
Oh, let's have laptop sex. Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll get my circuits flowing. My fan is overheating.
You've thought this through.
You guys are dorks.
You guys are dorks.
How's it going?
Not very well now. Do you like our Halloween decorations?
I left my water.
Look at that hanging skeleton. Yeah. He lost an arm and a leg.
Oh, he's a skeleton, yeah. Bit of decay. We're gonna ram him.
Yeah, the other one over there has like a bat on top of his head.
Oh, there it is. On the seat. Alright.
Oh! Oh!
Do you have any chains? No, we could
not on me.
We could arrange some chains.
Change is not the same.
Oh, it was so
easy. Put those away.
Listen.
Those are mine.
What are they? Oh, okay. So
they're earphones for my new.
We don't have chains, but we have change.
Oh, great.
Good.
I'm the ghost of a beggar.
Yeah, there's at least 50 cents.
Why
here.
Are you wearing your mask? Are you dressed up? Are we supposed to dress up?
Uh-oh.
You know, no one wanted to know who it was until I put on the mask.
Yeah.
Hello.
They're screening The Dark Knight today. I would totally go watch that.
It's Horror Lives. Gee, come on, Joey.
Where did
Sorry.
Where did they screen The Dark Knight?
In Cineworld. I could go for free if I wanted. Unlike my cool friends who are going to do films.
I never bought that on DVD.
What, Dark Knight?
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, I have it. Yeah. My mother had to buy 3 copies of The Dark Knight because everyone wanted their own copy.
What? I can understand that. I'm waiting for, there's supposed to be a big special Blu-ray edition of all 3 of them coming out soon.
Trilogy.
What a loser.
Oh, I do. Oh, I'm so fucking bad for these. Like, I'm looking at my DVD collection of all like the duplicates I have and stuff. And, oh, I'm getting worse.
You have duplicates?
Oh, I do.
Because we have duplicates, but it's because we
both have the same movie.
Yeah.
Clueless is one of those movies.
I'm not even including
Clueless
the fucking duplicates.
We have 2 copies of Clueless.
No, we don't.
We have 3 copies of Dirty Dancing because someone had to get 2.
Joey's making this joke, but she legit owns a copy of Dirty Dancing.
My mother bought it for me as a present because she doesn't know me. Okay, let's not forget this is the same. This is the same woman who, when sent out to buy a copy of the classic Jack Frost, the Mutant Killer Snowman, came back with Jack Frost starring Michael Keaton.
Snow Dad.
That's what I was given.
I love it.
And my poor little sister went, "I don't think that's the right film, Mum." Damn straight, it wasn't.
That's so hilarious.
I know, isn't it? Bless her.
Yeah, I think all my family, they won't like choose stuff for me. They'll kind of ask me like to specifically give them a link and stuff.
Dude, I gave her a list.
Yeah.
And she got everything. She got The Devil's Rejects. She got House of 1000 Corpses.
I
picked movies that would specifically freak her out. I was like, you get the movie with corpses in it.
I don't think my parents have ever bought me DVDs.
My mother wants lists.
I buy all my own.
Oh no, my presents, that's what I do. Like, I don't drink, I don't like spend money on books or anything like that. It's just DVDs and stuff. I'm a fucking fiend.
I haven't bought DVDs in a while. I'll get some in the States, I'd say. Definitely have to get Holliston,
really,
for fuck's sake.
Are you I don't know if... I still don't think season 2's out, but I hope I'm wrong, because I'd love...
I thought he told me it was out.
I know he said it was out, but, like, I don't know, like, then I looked it up and...
Adam Green, you crazy.
Adam Green, why do you lie to us?
We
you're
know
so
you're
happy
listening.
In that picture, but you're not.
I had a sex dream about Adam Green.
Oh,
right? But
which
I think
one is he? Is he the one with the long hair or the one with the short hair?
The one
hair?
With the short hair. The one who cuts his chest like someone I know. Richard gets
I thought that was the guy who shaves his chest.
What? Who shaves his chest? No one shaves their chest.
One of your friends does.
Oh my god, that person is not a friend. Excuse you.
Alright, well, someone you know shaves their chest.
Holliston season 2 is only for... I don't know, can you even get the second?
I don't
season 2, you can only get the episodes on Amazon.com.
On his website, is it not up
like
there? I have it on in work, so I'll check it tomorrow. But if you can get it, I'll get it.
Oh, yeah. If you don't mind, I'm going to like hand you some cash and go like, so, Adam Green me.
Okay, well, anyway.
Green.
But yes, I had a sex dream about Adam Green because I put the Holliston poster up in our room. And I think that's why. But I woke up and I was like, that's a new one.
It's a new one for you.
And did you say this to Peter?
No, she fucking didn't.
It all comes out now.
I don't usually have sex dreams. I had that dream where we were in London and I took you to Enfield because I didn't know where else to go.
And you were pregnant.
Are you
I was pregnant. No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't take you to Enfield.
I was thinking that'd be weird.
Just took you to some fucking weird metal bar that was miles away.
You wouldn't get me to go to Enfield if you paid me.
I know. I'm
it
sorry.
Cost that food. And I was too fucking excited after doing the Chucky interview to eat.
Was it expensive?
It was like £25.
Was it?
It was enough.
The fuck are we took there for? Could have gone to some... he's the cheapest bastard as well.
Fucking trendiness.
Anyway.
I don't only like metal bars, you know.
So...
sorry.
Okay.
Well, of course you do, Joey. Look at you. Wear black. Of course all you want is...
take me to the punk places where stuff is free. Yes?
It's a podcast.
Well, then why are you playing Pokemons?
Pokemons.
I've
got a hole in my jeans.
Oh,
my crotch.
Penis hole.
Just let me feel around a little bit more.
Oh
man. That's
I'm glad this isn't a video podcast.
It's not.
Do we have any sweets?
No, I have sweets.
We don't have Ali this week, so we don't have sweets brought.
Oh. I have sweets for me and not for you, and they're lollipops, so we can't have them on the podcast.
Why?
Because it would be just like, oh, I don't be like, blah, blah. I mean, it'd sound only slightly worse than normal. But yeah, this Halloween is coming up. This is a different setup to what we normally have. Usually we wait about 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then we waited like a month. but this week we have people going away, we have people being busy with film premieres, we have one guy who's just gonna sit around and do nothing, but so we're gonna record like an extra long one here, maybe chop it up, maybe so we have
I'm scared of what our version of extra long is.
Yeah.
So we have
through the night.
It's still recording 2 months later.
So even though it's only been a week, do you guys have any news?
Well, are we going to break it up so this goes like 2 weeks after the last one?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, cool. My news is going to be Sodium Party premiered after loads of stress of getting it all together. And
yeah, how did it go in 1 week?
Okay. Take one. Oh, man, amazing. Oh, unbelievable. Take two. Oh, man, it went down so bad. I mean, they chased us out of the village with pitchforks.
Well,
we can edit that together, right?
All we needed was the second one.
I hope it's the second one.
Aw. I was watching on the big screen today, because we tested the DCP, the digital cinema print, or projection, whatever.
He doesn't know what it stands for.
I know, I always thought it was print. I think it's project, but yeah. Oh. But I was watching it there, and watching the gig scene that Peter's in, and I was like, oh, look, there's Peter on the big screen. There you go.
I'll tell my mom. She'll be like, I'm proud of you, son.
Oh, man. And you know when you go onto like Bloody Disgusting and they always have like new UK quad poster?
Yeah.
We have a quad poster made for it. And well, we designed it and we're getting it printed. Fucking hell, getting posters printed is so expensive and
really?
So difficult. Yeah. Like I must have gone to like, you know, probably 2 dozen different printers to try and get prices and stuff. And
well, you.
Fucking hell.
You had friends who were working on posters. Remember there were. I think about it every time I see it. The one with Schwarzenegger and the other guy.
Well, they're not friends of mine. They're just people who post in the same places.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, there's a guy in... it's the movie poster thread on Something Awful. And people, it's how I found out about a good couple of movies coming out, actually. Over the last year. The next Godzilla, for one.
Mm. Mm.
Did you guys watch that thing yet?
Yeah. No. It's awesome.
Yeah, totally awesome.
Liars. Okay.
I did watch it.
Yeah?
And it was awesome.
What happens in it?
Godzilla's everywhere.
There's a thing. I wasn't looking at Chris. I was trying to pick the best picture of Chris for my new phone.
You were asking me about my thing and I was telling you.
Oh yeah, go on.
But one of the guys works for a company that produced a graphic design
get
company.
Up there.
Stop picking your nose.
I'm not, I'm poking
going for
it.
Gold.
It
round
hurts.
Gold.
It hurts right here.
Of course, because you're touching your brain.
What? It makes me want to put my finger through my eye into my brain and swirl it around.
In 2 hours, you're going to be like, we should finish the podcast and we'll have all the stuff left over to talk about.
Well, come on then, mister!
I think dinner's going to be a good incentive to finish at a normal time.
I'm already hungry. Yeah, why don't you use your stupid Domino's bag?
That'll be a great part.
Look,
okay, mid-break podcast. We're going to order some Domino's here, people.
Well, Richard could have some too, because it's cheap. And I could have the little one.
Joey, this is beside the point.
Does Richard want some?
Oh, no, I've got food waiting
for
him. What?
Is it Joey's kicking on
the fine, I was just trying to...
We're going off course here. Dangerously off course.
Okay, Peter, you were telling us about people and poster and something.
No, it doesn't matter. Halloween's coming up. How long do we have?
A few weeks.
Till Halloween.
Well, it's going to be the 21st when this goes out, so
yeah,
it'll be like 10 days.
We're 3 weeks away from Halloween now.
I'm counting down to Florida, so I don't know.
Well, it's the third. Well, okay, it'll be the 14th tomorrow, which means it'll be
it's
the 21st.
It's 3 weeks away. I'm looking at a calendar.
Yeah, but no, but if this goes out on the 21st...
Then it'll only be 10 days.
Just... You guys are confusing yourselves. Just talk in the now, and then people will listen to it.
Yeah, but then it'll be like, but they're talking, but it's not. Or like,
yeah, they'll
sure
be talking about
why
last week.
Is there,
yes.
Why is there an angry cloud on Halloween?
That's a pumpkin.
Did I draw that?
Yes.
Really?
I thought so, because it looks shit.
Oh,
I must have drawn that, did I?
No, I drew that.
Did you?
No.
But But you're good at drawing.
Yeah, you saw the pumpkin I did this
week? Yeah, he was really good.
I've been better than that pumpkin.
I've been really, really, really getting into the Halloween spirit of things this week. I was drawing loads of stuff. I did a pumpkin.
Oh, I saw all your pixel art. Yeah.
Can buy that as a sticker now. No one did.
Buy it, loyal listeners.
I was animating skeletons as well. It was pretty fun.
Cool.
Yeah, that was actually part of something too. It was like, guys, what do you need me to do? And they went, oh, we need undead. And I was like, oh, fucking all over that. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Skeletons are great. And next week I'm going to start putting detail on them, like just, you know, rags hanging off them, bits of flesh, and like rotting eyeballs in their eye sockets.
That'd be awesome.
Are these up somewhere to watch, like dancing skeletons, or is it work in progress?
Yeah, they're up on my Tumblr.
Are they? I haven't been on Tumblr in a fucking month.
I know, it sucks. Don't go on there.
Please go on there and look at my art.
That's it. The only good one of us.
I meant don't go on his Tumblr, because your Tumblr... No, I meant you don't go on your Tumblr. I only use it to look at pictures of people.
Pornography.
I don't look at porn much.
I was looking at my blogger the other day, because I haven't been on that either in ages.
Yeah.
Because I've been so busy. And the only things I've written for is...
Yeah.
Come on, you're always going to correct me.
Yeah.
The people I write for, the... Blood Guts and Gore Press and all that nonsense. All the things. But I went on to my own one, which I haven't updated in like 2 months at this point. And I was just looking, because the Halloween rush is coming up, and like Insidious was coming up, just the amount of hits that were coming in just for because of horror movies being popular.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, that's probably the second highest month I've had, and I haven't put up anything in 2 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah, goes to show you. Internet.
It's weird, sometimes I get stuff from like last year, and people just find it.
Yeah, me too. I had my followers jumped up because I reviewed that Motionless in White gig. And I started being followed by all these like crazy fan fiction sites, and they realised I wasn't a Motionless in White blog and unfollowed me again. It's very disheartening. Thanks a lot, you stupid bastards.
Pretty well, kids.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like I had one, I put this, it was Fanner from Dark Souls, and no one looked at it for like fucking ages. Like I got like 5 notes on it or something. I went, oh man, I this is like some of my best work so far. And then 2 or 3 months later, I was like, you know, that stuff I'm doing now puts that to shame. And I got really popular. I got some literally like 80 something now. Which is crazy. It was way too many. I couldn't deal with the popularity, so I got bad again. That's my excuse.
Speaking of popularity,
yeah.
When I was looking at the DCP, the guy who was letting us in to watch it, he was asking me how I was getting on with their horror writing and about the podcast. I'm like, what? You know the podcast? I'm like, yeah, I listen to a bit of it. Listen to the podcast?
I know people who listen to it as well.
He's gotten to the second episode, so you know, eventually he'll get like, you know, up to here and is like, yo, Dermot, shout out right to you, buddy.
My friends are going to listen to it on the plane to Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah. Twat. Okay, that's not nice.
Well, hey, I hope you're enjoying your flight!
Will they be gone to Florida when this goes out?
No.
It won't have happened yet.
No, they're leaving the day before me, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I wasn't listening clearly because it was boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, have fun in Florida sweating your ass off with a bunch of punks that don't wash.
They wash. They're clean.
What about crust punks?
Like London with me.
Crust punks aren't clean, no, but they're not crust punks, really. One of them is, or so I'm told. I don't know. Don't quiz me on punk stuff, though, because I still don't have a fucking clue. And I know they're trying to catch me out by trying to make me listen to all because they're connected to the Descendants. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
It's like being crust punk is like being straight edge, but instead of not drinking and doing drugs, it's sharing and looking after yourself.
I don't know. I don't understand, really. A child in the supermarket accused me of being an old-timey punk. And I was like, I'm not, though. She started asking me about fucking Rancid. I was like, I don't like Rancid.
I'd be
get away from me, you.
I'd be insulted.
I was so insulted. I was like,
wait, let's go back. How did this conversation happen?
I was standing in the queue.
You're just like, I'm a punk.
I'd seen this little emo child wandering around looking sullen, and I was looking at Kerrang and whatever, and that's where she came up to me. And she started talking to me about...
What sort of emo talks to people?
I know, right? And she was being quite cheeky. And I told her, like, I was into, like, old punk, like, I'm not an old person. She was like, oh, I thought you were much older. I'm like, no. And then she said, why are you doing your weekly shop then? I was like, because I live outside of my mother's home. It was weird. But I was wearing a Birthday Massacre t-shirt. So then I was like, look, Birthday Massacre, they're not punk. She's like, I've never heard of them.
You were like, that's so cool, that's so cool.
But I was like, they're a goth band. And she goes, oh, are they old? And I was like, well, they're not, like, young. It was odd. I don't know. I thought maybe if I was wearing plaid or something, I was just wearing like a beat up leather jacket. I don't understand what the big deal is.
The news of today.
But like, I literally walked into Finbee's to get coffee and everyone stopped what they were doing and stared at me. Like, everyone. It was like a scene out of a movie.
This is great. You know?
Oh, living in the suburbs. Oh, yeah, okay.
Listen, Bray is a different kind of place, you know? I mean,
they're
trying to welcome here. We like our Elvis. You've seen our Elvis, haven't you?
Yeah. He's cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice guy.
Bray Elvis.
He's a lovely, lovely fellow.
The High Council of Gayness will see you now. Which one's he? Is that Michael Sheen?
Michael Sheen.
Yeah, Lizzie Kaplan's in a new show on Michael Sheen that looks really good. Cool. It's not a dark show, but American Horror Story is finally back, so Richard doesn't like it.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going open minded.
Don't believe him.
Everything this year is coming in at, like, you know, it's all about witches. You notice that?
I've noticed it, yes.
Because, like, you got American Horror Story, Lords of Salem, which I think was the OGW, Original Gangster Witch. Anyway.
That's terrible.
And then,
like, don't forget Hansel and Gretel, the 420 witch.
And then, like, I watched last night, I watched The Conjuring, which is also witches-ish.
And did you like The Conjuring? You have to tell me.
I did. I actually did.
It's good, right?
It's good. Like, I can see why Pramod had the whole thing of it being kind of horror for a non-horror audience, in a way.
Totally agree.
But at the same time, like, I mean, it was fun, it was spooky. I mean, I didn't think it was really scary. And, like, I watched it at 1 a.m, like, in the dark, and, like, to give myself a proper atmosphere.
It was, though, very tense.
Yeah.
Very slow. And it the build-up was great. And, I mean, the ending was incredibly saccharine, but... I don't know, I thought Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga should have been the focus of it instead of the boring people, but I don't know, I was surprised by how much I liked that, because, you know, I don't like him, I don't like Insidious. I mean, it's far, far, far better than Insidious Part 2.
Which I haven't seen yet, but I'm worried that when I rewatch The Conjuring, it's going to be like Insidious, where I liked it a lot the first time, the second time I watch it, I won't be as taken with
it. The Conjuring might be a one-time movie. Yeah. You watch it once, it's kind of like a ghost train, you're like, this is fun, that's it. Remember when we saw Woman in Black? Oh, God.
I rewatched that recently, actually, and it is that kind of thing. It's only good when you're being freaked out by it, because you don't know. But I was watching it with the commentary, and the director sort of points out these things that you don't notice, where... there's a load of shots of, like, a woman in black standing there. You don't see her in the frame.
Seriously?
Or, like, there's when Harry Potter is out at the graveyard, he, like, looks across a bunch of trees.
Yeah.
And you don't see anything. It's just an empty bunch of trees. But he points out that, actually, there's a kid there covered in mud just standing right in the center of the frame.
Oh,
you
my God.
You just don't
God.
Notice him because he blends in. It's like, oh, that's
sounds so funny. Because
I love that
the stage show is really, really scary.
I really want to see that. I haven't yet.
It's really, really scary. Have you heard about this new thing in London called, what's it called? Horror Stories, Ghost Stories Live. We got flyers for it at Fright Fest.
Oh, yeah, those ads in front of Fright Fest.
I think that looks pretty good. That could be good. It could be fun.
It wasn't always soft for that, though. It was just kind of audience reaction, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'd say they can't show you much.
It's always pretty.
Yeah. That's actually a good sign.
It's the most scariest movie ever. And they show that, like, night vision shot of everyone in the crowd going...
That was one of the best things about Sadiq 2, actually, was the audience reactions at the end. That was good. Mm. Very, very clever.
But with The Conjuring, though, like, so I've seen a lot of stuff on, because obviously I'm late to the party, like, I miss it in the cinemas, and it's...
Did you read my review?
Yeah.
You didn't, did you?
I probably did, I don't remember it, though.
Shocking revelation.
All your stuff, it all just kind of blends into one big joy.
Well,
it was really good, and I liked it, and it was great. Or, I hated it, it was shit.
Don't go see this, it's a pile of shit, don't give me your money, you fucking idiot.
I've noticed, though, a lot of sites like Bloody Disgusting and stuff have kind of gone, like, why is this the best, like, highest grossing horror film and stuff
Who
like
wrote
that.
It, though? Was it Mr. Disgusting? Because I never agree with him.
It might have been him. He can be very kind
of... It wasn't Evan Dixon, anyway. Evan Dixon's usually quite fair. I love you, Evan Dixon. Thanks for following me on Tumblr.
Well, it's weird, because, like...
Give me a job, please.
The same with, like, Mark Kermode's kind of feelings of them. Like, I watched it, and I wasn't bored. I thought it was good fun. Like, it is the kind of thing, it's good for a cheap thrill, like, it's really good for giving you that kind of jump right there and then and all. It is going to be a good horror film for Halloween, even though I don't think it's going to be out in time for Halloween.
I think Kermode is a different generation, and that's what his problem is with it. He's grown up with stuff like, you know, The Exorcist. He would have seen all that stuff firsthand and had no, you know, there was no media surrounding it. And unfortunately, when we have all this crap about it, and it did get quite a lot of buzz, you do expect a lot.
Like, it reminded me a lot of films from the late 70s and early 80s.
Me too.
Like, what's it, The Entity and The Conjuring. Or not The Conjuring. The Changeling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which are, you know, they're creepy-ish films and they have their jumps and stuff like that, but they don't really, they kind of work in that time and space or whatever, and then they kind of, I guess, kind of fade away-ish. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, I don't think it's going to stand up as a Shining kind of thing, but I think it's going to, is going to be a kind of good modern day horror. I think it's a good kind of break from kind of, the torture porn thing is kind of finished at this point.
Thank God.
The found footage thing is kind of finishing at this point. So now we're kind of into actual horror films for a while. It's going to be Ghost House by the looks of it. We've already had vampires and stuff, so...
Monster House!
We've had zombies, so... Yeah,
Did you ever see Monster House?
Yeah.
It's great.
It was good.
I really like it.
The Hole was on last night, as in Joe Dante, not the British Hole, and I forgot to fucking watch it.
Oh, have you not seen it yet?
I saw it before, but I wanted to watch it again because I think I was a bit sleepy the first time I watched it.
Is that the Thor Birch one?
No.
No, that's the British one.
No,
the British one is the one with Thor Birch in it.
Yeah, and Joe Dante's one is the kids one with the clown.
Which is actually quite a good one.
It was very good.
I always thought that the first half of that was better than the second half, because the first half really creeped me out and got me, like, I'm a sucker for things of, like, you know, portals into other worlds and stuff like that.
Mm.
And the first half is really creepy and has the clown, like, kind of poltergeist kind of thing.
The clown is definitely, like, the best kind of character they have.
But then, like, it kind of, I think the second half, it kind of goes, and it's like I said with Insidious, when it goes out into the other world and stuff like that, and not into that kind of stuff at all. But actually, that, in terms of, like, you know, taking things from Poltergeist, that reminds me, because I always felt, and I've put a thing on my blog about this, was how Insidious was so much like Poltergeist.
Yeah, it's total ripoff.
When I was watching The Conjuring is the exact same. It has so much Poltergeist in there. Like, you know, okay, Paranormal Investigators, I know it's supposed to be based on a true story, but Paranormal Investigators, there's a part where, like, the dad is asleep with the TV with the static on and weird shit's happening, and things of stuff traveling in threes and stuff like that. And I'm sure a lot of it, kind of, they all draw from the same sources, so that's why they're so similar. But I mean, I'm so convinced at this point that James Wan was just, he loves Poltergeist and he really wanted to remake it, and he just, they decided not to go with him for the remake. So instead of, you know, instead of being allowed to remake the official Poltergeist remake, he just keeps remaking all of his other films.
I know, it annoys me. Insidious especially, I had people kind of arguing that that was one of the greatest horror movies of the last 10 years. Yeah. I was thinking no, because it's just Poltergeist light.
Yeah.
It's like Poltergeist if it was shit.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of Halloween films, Poltergeist is probably, for me, defines Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Like, I remember when I was a kid, like, you used to have to collect, like, Club Orange labels or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And when you got enough, you got, like, a free video. And I remember I got Poltergeist and Gremlins that way.
Whoa, that's so cool!
Yeah. And I always remember, because Poltergeist, I think I convinced my family to, like, rent the Poltergeist films. And I just remember watching Poltergeist at Halloween. And when you're a kid, when you're like a 6 or 7 year old kid and shouldn't be watching that kind of thing,
Was Poltergeist the one where a tree falls down?
It's a tree. There's like a thunderstorm, that's, and the tree only... reaches in and grabs the kid and almost eats him. And stuff.
So cool. It's that, so ahead of,
like,
its time.
Something under where the tree grew or something?
Well, they're in the end, I don't really want, can I? Would it be spoiling it to sort of say the plot twist issue?
I don't think so. It's very old.
I saw Poltergeist when I was like 6 or 7.
So did I. Everyone saw it as a kid, I think.
It's like all just like a mush in my head.
I can't honestly remember it either, to be honest with you.
Really?
No,
not
really.
You should watch it because it has a few weird moments, but it holds up quite well.
It's on my list of things that I keep meaning to rewatch, like Psycho and stuff. Like stuff I saw when I was way too young to see it. But what is this plot twist you speak of?
I know, should I say? Well, actually, it's really obvious now because it's been done. Simpsons make fun of it and all that things being built on a burial ground or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Or actually, no, it's not a burial ground, that one. It's just a graveyard. But creepy. Yeah, that's what it is. But there's also the thing, the clown doll that kind of, you know, is sitting at the end of the bed and the kid's getting sucked into the closet and into, like, is trapped in, not in the TV, but that's how they communicate and stuff. And it's, you know, oh, I just love it. It has James Caron, you know, from Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
He is in it as kind of the dad's boss and, like, I know he's just such a lovely, happy guy and all that, but like he turns out to be the one who's caused loads of problems and stuff. And you moved the graveyard, but you left the matter.
Yeah.
I love it. And I've had such a fondness for all those films, but that one really stands out. And that one really holds up now as well. Like, it's a Steven Spielberg production and a Tobey Hooper directed. But
nice.
Like, there's a sort of weird kind of who did what, but at the same time, I know that a director can be kind of brought in to do certain things for producers.
I feel like Halloween is probably the ultimate Halloween movie because it's just such perfection. I read something earlier in the week, I was telling Peter, and it kind of pissed me off. Donald Clarke, who's the critic for the Irish Times, who is a fussy, pretentious old bastard.
No, he said something good about the O'Briens. I don't know if I can say anything ill
of
him.
He did not, did he?
He did.
Donald Clarke did, really?
I'll tell you now, but you can keep going while I find this out.
You sure it wasn't Tara Brady? No. She seems like somebody who would say something nice about it because she's a bit fairer than he is.
Or maybe it was a promo thing for Sodium Party. I'll find out anyway. You keep going. What did Donald Clark
say? Anyway, Donald Clark wrote this piece that I stumbled upon by chance about Halloween. And now, he tends to have opinions that are quite deep-rooted, which is fair enough. Because
yeah.
He's, you know, he's older, he's a different generation, whatever, that's fine. But this particular piece was asking the question, is Halloween actually a horror film? He then went on to ask the question, what is a horror film? And then in the final paragraph, deduced that yes, Halloween is a horror film. And I thought to myself, okay, you know I love my so-called subgenre of not quite horror.
Yeah.
I love it. I thought Missionary was a really good example of it. You know, Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, all these kind of films that are pitched to us as dramas and then they turn out to be quite frightening and really disturbing. And I love that. I think that's brilliant. Halloween is not that. Halloween is one of the greatest horror films ever made. Who in the name of God would ever try to argue that Halloween is not a horror film?
But isn't that that thing of a lot of people getting snobby about what is horror, what isn't horror?
I read the comments afterwards, which was a mistake, obviously, because unfortunately horror fanatics are lunatics, like fanatics
well,
of anything.
People who comment on
are crazy,
like, on
I know.
Internet
I know that, I know that. But one guy said, and I thought you would like this, horror is about style. Horror films follow a very particular style, and that's what makes a film horror, is a style. And what is this style, pray tell? You know what I mean?
But
what,
no.
The reason horror is so popular is because it's so varied.
Yeah.
So many things
well, that's,
encompass
horror. I think horror can be in so many things. And isn't it
I
like,
agree.
And isn't Mark Moe thing he was saying is that some of his favourite horror things recently are things that aren't necessarily horror. Say, like, this is England. He finds
yeah.
the most terrifying scene in that is, like, a guy coming out of a tent really slowly. Or have
you
seen... You
mean A Field in England.
Oh, sorry, what did I say?
This is England is a film and a TV show, but you mean A Field in England.
Wrong thing, yeah, sorry.
Which is a terrifying film and very, very unsettling.
I haven't seen it yet.
Excellent.
And what's the other one? The Bavarian Sound Studio. Like I watched
very
that,
frightening as well.
Actually, I watched that without subtitles, which I thought added to a lot of creepiness of it, and there was that kind of air to it. But, like, I mean, you watch that, and, like, I can classify that as a horror, but I think most people probably would go, like, oh, no, it's a thriller. But then again, a thriller is a horror. Like, Silence of the Lambs is a horror. It's about
that was another one that he used as an example of something that isn't horror. That is a crime
yeah.
piece. Of course it's crime. Crime is horror.
Yeah, well,
because
I think,
crime
you know,
is very often quite frightening.
I think
like,
if you look at all these CSI shows and stuff like that, I mean, how many of them, you could easily classify them as horror
but like,
somewhat.
Are
know?
We saying the Hannibal TV show isn't horror because technically it's crime and drama? Of course not. It's most definitely a horror piece. Like,
yeah.
what? Because we only see small flashes of violence?
Yeah.
Seven,
I'd say, is a horror.
I was reading something online, something else online, not by Donald Clark, let me just say.
Who say anything about
said
Gil
no,
Bryan, sorry.
Yeah,
was,
I was...
Sodium Party.
I was...
Cork.
What did he say about Sodium Party?
Oh, no, he was saying that the festival's happening, so...
Oh.
Oh, I mean, it has happened.
It's happened, and it went very well. Anyway, someone else online was writing about David Fincher and was saying that Seven is the worst horror film ever made.
No.
I was like, I think Seven is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
It really scares me.
Well, like, even in that same kind of thought, like, I mean, the girl with the dragon tattoo, like, the beginning...
Terrifying.
Yeah, it was like, in the first 40 minutes, like, the rape scene and stuff like that, that is all terrifying. Like, it's not traditional, like, boo, kind of scary, but it's so, I'm on the edge of my seat as that stuff happens, like, this person being exploited and all that kind of thing.
But I will fully admit, I could not walk home alone after that. I had to call Peter to come get me because I was so disturbed by that film. But on that note, on Friday, a few weeks ago, I went to see Prisoners, and Jake Gyllenhaal's in it as a cop, and all I kept thinking the whole way through Prisoners was, damn, Zodiac was better than this. Zodiac did this so much better. Because Zodiac's another one where you're thinking, this isn't a horror movie, it's just kind of a crime piece, and it's a true story, and blah, blah, whatever, and it's so fucking scary. Like, the stabbing scene in that just freaks me the fuck out. But yeah, apparently Halloween's not horror. But I think it's a great Halloween horror film.
Yeah,
yeah, so take that, Mr. Man Who Writes for Newspaper, Donald Clark. Print
no.
is dead. Oh, get
no.
yourself a podcast.
No, Donald Clark's a great writer.
Stupid Dublin prick. Is he from...
I don't know. I presume
Dublin
so.
Prick!
I presume so, because he's quite pretentious, and people from the country don't tend to be that pretentious.
Yeah, you think everyone from the country is a simpleton, though.
Well, here we are,
going over the big smoke, like, and you think they're all like that.
Okay, so more great Halloween movies.
Actually,
the Bridges
yeah.
of Madison County. If you get that joke, you're cool.
I don't get
oh,
it.
Hey, look,
you don't
bridge.
Get it? Oh my god, another bridge.
But I tried to watch...
yes?
I tried to watch, was it Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers? Is it? I think it's 6.
Yeah, because 5 is Season of the Witch. Because I have that taped.
No, that's three seasons of Witch.
Oh.
Five.
Well, I read that as five.
I can't remember what four and five are called, but they're the ones with the two little girls.
You know? Oh!
Or Daniel Harrison.
Four and five are the ones I always get confused. One of them was on last time I was in the States and I didn't know which one it was.
Four is really good, five not so good. But they have six. I started watching it and I tried to watch it four today, but I kind of gave up on it. Because it's the one where like they sort of explain that Michael Myers is as he is because of some sort of ancient Celtic curse and stuff like that.
Nice.
I was like, oh man. And then there's a scene where he kills someone and he does that. You know the little head tilt he does?
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was to do with how the actor looked, because the actor looked kind of stocky, or the way it was framed, which made the actor look really short and stocky.
Okay.
But it's just kind of, you know, the way the shot is, it just kind of is like, you know, him looking there at the dead person going like, whoop. Oh, it was embarrassing. But yeah, so... Yeah, Halloween, the first Halloween, and I think the second one as well is probably a really good actual Halloween film to watch.
Yeah.
And Season of Witch, the third one, is really as well, because it's so different than the rest. Like, it's obviously the one without Michael Myers. You haven't watched it, have you?
I saw it years ago, but I have it taped so I can properly watch it, not like stupid watch it. But Resurrection with Busta Rhymes, that's a good one.
Oh, God.
God love.
Give me some more.
I think that slashers are really good for Halloween night. Mm. I always remember watching, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer and watching Scream and all those really fun movies with a group. But, of course, the only Halloween release we're getting this year in theatres is A Nightmare on Elm Street, and it's only on Halloween night, which I think is fucking crazy, because I'd go see it next week if I could.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the only release we're getting. There's no Saw or Paranormal Activity. I presume it's a big night for movies.
But have you ever looked at TV listings, though? Because, I mean, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I want to watch scary movies and stuff. And most of the time, like, all the sort of terrestrial channels don't really show horror-themed films.
Oh, yeah. I think it's... I used to... If you stay up late enough, you used to get tons of stuff on, like, RTE.
I think it's still kind of taboo, though.
I don't think they do anymore. Like, I always remember watching, like, well, Alien 3 and stuff.
Me too. I remember there was always a huge amount of choice.
And now, well, TV's a lot different now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no Saturday morning kids stuff anymore just because there's a channel for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd say that, Film 4 will, and Channel 4 will have kind of a good horror selection. They tend to do good horror as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know, terrestrial channels, I don't hold up much hope because they never really seem to anymore. But
they definitely do still do it for Christmas, though, which...
they put the Halloween films at Christmas?
That's because...
I bet they put Nightmare Before Christmas on then.
That's because Christmas is still held in higher regard than Halloween, which pisses me off.
Mm.
Oh, people love Halloween.
Halloween's awesome.
Yeah,
Halloween.
Well, I hate kind of dressing up and stuff like that, but I enjoy the kind of atmosphere of it. I like the idea of people trying to get scared and stuff like that, and that's why, like, I'm glad my birthday's kind of around then, so it's acceptable to have, like, a night of watching horror films and stuff. Although, you know, last year was Ginger Dead Man and stuff.
That was so fun. That was so fun.
Gary Busey is a gingerbread man.
Was I here for that last year?
Yeah,
you must have had it early.
You were really angry at me for having Houseu on.
I wasn't angry. You just thought I was angry.
You seemed so pissed off.
I wasn't pissed off at all. I remember getting really... I was annoyed afterwards because I was like, why does he think I'm annoyed? I was like, I don't give a shit what you want to watch.
Oh, that movie is so good. I love House. It's such a bad movie.
Mm.
Which, are you talking about the Japanese one?
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's a Sean Cunningham film called House as well. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast.
Did we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And there's House 2, the second story.
Yeah.
Great name. So good.
The other one is House 3 as well, but it's only called House 3 over here. Or, like, yeah, they had this film that has Lance Henriksen in it called The Horror Show, which isn't bad. It's really like, you know that film Shocker?
Yeah.
It's really like that about, you know, a guy who... Not that kind of
We've
shocker.
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, but where he...
House 3, La Casa 3.
It's not that one. But so, like, yeah, so this guy, House... fucking The Horror Show. He gets killed. And
not Dr. House.
Back, and he comes back possessing people or whatever. You
it's
know.
Not lupus.
But,
I hate that show.
So over in America, it was released as The Horror Show. Oh my god, it was Peter all along.
It was me the whole time because you closed down the amusement park.
I put on a mask for the podcast, even though it's an audio podcast, so I have to take it off.
But,
happy birthday to Peter. Thank you, Fionn, for the present.
Yeah, it was my luchador mask. It's delirious.
Peter, you're not supposed to take that off, ever. Remember on LA Inc., that man got tattooed with that on.
With his lucha mask on?
Yeah, remember? You were telling me about it afterwards. You were all like, ooh, you can't take that off, you know.
Yeah, you're not supposed to take him off in public. You're supposed to keep your identity as a luchador secret, yeah.
Do his family know, though?
Yes, of course, his family, but like...
So, what if they tell someone? Like, oh, it's him.
I don't know. He'd probably beat the shit out of him.
So hang on. He's at home and he doesn't wear his mask. But when he goes to like the shop, he puts his mask on.
There's a guy who...
Or can he just go to the shop and be like, no, it's not me?
No, they go out in public in there generally.
Oh.
It really is like a superhero thing where they have like this alter ego and
it's pretty cool.
No one knows. And then like when they retire, they like have someone take their mask off in the match.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
And then like that
is that what's happened with Rey Mysterio, or is he just died? Because I hope so.
Rey, I think Rey.
You like Rey Mysterio?
It's been a long time, but he was always a cute little guy, wasn't he?
Oh, Jesus.
I think Rey inherited it from his uncle, Rey Mysterio Sr. He wrestled for a long time without the mask.
I don't care about Mysterio.
Anyway, there's one Mexican... thank you. There's one Mexican politician who is a former luchador, and he...
Keeps his mask on.
He keeps his mask on.
When he's doing speeches and stuff.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And he's always in a boat with a guy in a mask. Because, like...
Yeah.
He got so famous as a... I mean, you've seen wrestlers and bodybuilders who've done, like, Jesse Ventura, senator of wherever. I don't know where fucking Jesse Ventura is senator for. He wanted to run for president one year.
Minnesota? That just reminds me of something. Are you going to go see Machete Kills?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Kills.
I heard it was not good.
I haven't
First Machete. But what did these people think of the first one?
I'd go see it for Alexa Vega's boobies.
Oh, but I remember her being a kid.
No.
Is that weird?
No, she's a sexy woman. Like Renee Olmstead.
This movie,
who cares if she was a kid?
So I don't care too much about your one who plays Gloria in Modern Family, you know, the one with the machine gun titties. Like, I mean, that seems really funny.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't do anything for me. But, like, I know, I'm looking forward to it. I have the first Machete.
Machete.
I have it when I was in Lithuania. I bought it. And for some reason, all official DVDs in Lithuania look like they're really shitty pirate copies. So, like, it's a real flimsy case with a really crappy print job on it and stuff. But it's like licensed only for Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. It's like, oh yeah, have to have this.
And
that seems, that along with, I think, Desperado, was it? No, Once Upon a Time in Mexico seems to be like the most Robert Rodriguez movie I can think of.
Where are you going?
Just over here.
Hey Peter,
are you
going to
stand over there now?
Yeah, just for a moment.
While you're standing, could you get me some water?
You know, you guys didn't have to call attention to me standing up.
I want tea.
He's
but
doing something.
I want tea, but I'm gonna wait till we hit an hour.
That's gonna make a lot of noise.
Thank you.
That's why I said we're gonna wait till I hit an hour and then we can pause it.
But
use your head.
I mean, I like, know.
Have you seen Predators? Have you guys seen? Speaking of Robert Rodriguez, I know
Predators
with
Adrian Brody. Yeah, because we already talked about Adrian Brody being a leading man.
I haven't seen Predators. I heard a lot of bad things about it.
So I thought it was all right, but I don't really like Predators, so I don't care.
Mm. Yeah, I like the first Predator, but the second one isn't. I didn't like very much.
I like Adrian Brody, though. I liked him in Splice.
Yeah, Splice is a weird one. I really like Splice, but as part of me can kind of go, I can see why people wouldn't as well. I can see why I palmed.
I love Splice. That's why Haunter was such a disappointment.
Yeah, Haunter was really...
Haunter!
You thought it was good!
No, the first half was good. I liked the first half. I liked the setup, and then it got really... The second half was just so predictable.
And it was
It was like... It was really like The Lovely Bones, but for adults.
That's what I've said in my review. I felt like the representation of the Netherworld is the same problem they have in Insidious. It's just like, fog.
Yeah.
Fog means Netherworld.
Shao Kahn was there.
What?
It's Mortal Kombat, Jeff. Never
mind. In my mind, though, like, I mean, this is kind of what I've been working on, is the idea, in my mind, of what hell it probably is. It's something more just nothing. You can't see anything. It's all black.
That would be way better.
Much more... I mean, cinematically, I guess that's kind of not as visually interesting.
But I feel like...
Speaking of hell worlds, like, in Hellraiser 2, they actually go into the Cenobites. Is it supposed to be hell, or just their kind of hell? But, like, that's very stylized and stuff like that, but... At the same time, that's more an interesting kind of hell than these other ones that have been kind of coming out of these films. That is all kind of, you know, like you say, foggy and kind of real world, but kind of loopy and stuff like that.
I just think it's boring. It's nothing new.
It's no Doom. And by that I mean the video game.
Yeah, the video game, not the film. No. What was with the film getting rid of the whole plot of it being like a rip in dimensions or whatever, or a gateway to hell where demons were coming out of? Because that is so awesome. Why does the film have it instead be fucking mutants or whatever?
I know. One of the biggest draws for me for Doom was, well, it was the violence. But it just as a kid, I'd never seen something like that. The whole biomechanical kind of idea behind, oh yeah, here's a demon, but it's also merged with a machine somehow. And there was a lot of like really weird kind of body horror stuff going on. Not really explicitly because they couldn't do it at the time, but yeah.
I really don't think you can awesome. Stand and talk from over there, though.
All right.
Why don't you just sit back down?
Oh, okay.
Why are you not sitting?
What?
Well, if you want to play Pokemon and not podcast, then you should fucking do that.
No, it's fine. Just stop giving out in the middle of podcast. I gotta have to cut this out. Doom.
Excuse me.
You go to hell on that, and that was pretty cool. But the movie, they were like, they're mutants, and the Rock's here, and he's on their side.
The Rock.
You don't know
the Rock.
Have you seen Carl Urban?
The Rock.
Carl Urban is in it as well.
Yep. Look him, the Rock.
No, Carl Urban's deadly.
The Rock.
Have you not seen the Rock, or have you not seen Doom?
I haven't seen the Rock.
I actually quite like Doom. I would prefer it if it was more an actual like just gay with the hell, but I actually quite liked it. I actually liked the film. I thought it was a bit of fun. It was that stupid, real stupid kind of fun, but in a good way.
Was Doom out before Doom 3? Because Doom 3 kind of did away with a lot of stuff too, which kind of sucked. It was like, but all the charm of the game is gone. All the hellish kind of stuff kind of went away.
But that's the cool part of it. I mean, it's such a simple idea, and that's why it works so well. It's just like, Doom 3 came out before Doom film. But yeah, that's what's so cool. It's just a simple idea. I love that simple thing of, and I'm really into that idea of like a random factor thrown into real kind of, you know, solid scenarios that kind of fucks everything up. That's the idea of like, you know, a real world, like, you know, it's in space or whatever, or it's on a terraformed planet. And then suddenly, now there's a fucking hellgate.
It's on Mars, actually.
Is it?
Yes.
You must have loved Buffy.
And part of it's on Demios and Phobos. So. Those are Mars' moons, in case you didn't know. Stop making kisses.
We're in an educational podcast now.
Yes. I know loads about Mars because of Doom.
Or all the hell.
Like, don't conduct teleportation experiments on Mars or you'll open a portal to hell.
So what other films would you guys watch on Halloween?
I can tell you about the ones I did watch way back.
Yeah, we'll go over that first.
I saw The Fly with a bunch of people.
Which one?
That's a good one. Cronenberg, I'd say.
David Cronenberg's Fly. Yeah. Which was great. It's great to watch body horror while loaded up on sweets.
Hmm.
What?
I was going to say, like, you know, by that rationale of Halloween not being a horror, would The Fly be a horror?
Obviously not, if you're assuming Halloween is.
Sorry.
I'd say The Thing isn't a horror either.
See,
like,
The Fly is a remake of an old school horror, though.
Yeah. That's just me. I don't like people trying to box in.
Nor do I. I mean, are we saying then that, like, Nosferatu isn't a horror? Because, you know.
Maybe it's just a man who's just.
At last,
maybe it's just
I
a creepy man.
You, Nosferatu.
But yeah, sorry, go on about The Fly. David Cronenberg, body horror, you like it?
Yeah, great. Great to watch in a room with a bunch
with
of
a load
kids.
Of bitches. I've got a good Halloween movie.
Whoa.
Hatchet. Y'all watch Hatchet.
Did you watch that on Halloween?
Yeah. Yes.
Shut up.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
That night we also saw I think Night Shift.
I haven't seen that.
What the hell is
that's
Night
a Stephen
Shift?
King thing, isn't it?
No, different Night Shift. Oh. It's a Danish movie, I'm gonna say.
It's not the one about vampires, is it? Is that Daylight?
That's,
that was good.
Sorry. Daybreakers.
Daybreakers, yeah.
No,
was there not a night one?
Night Watch.
That's what I was thinking. It's not
the Russian one.
Yeah.
Ah, I haven't seen that.
It's apparently awesome and I never got to see. But no, this one's about a guy who
Ron Howard.
He gets a job working a night shift in a morgue.
Terrifying.
I don't think it's what I'm looking at right now. The one I'm looking at was done by Ron Howard.
Huh?
Shannon Doherty. Oh, must be a horror. Sorry.
But yeah, he gets a job in a morgue at night and it kind of starts to creep him out. But he also gets involved in a serial killer.
He's in love with a serial killer?
No, just like...
Smoking a serial killer.
Not involved. It's not so he married an axe murderer.
Just the way you said it, he gets involved with, I was like sexually involved.
No, it's been a long time, but it's something to do with like the victims keep showing up in his morgue, obviously, because it's the city morgue.
Yes, but does he know who it is?
By the end of the movie, he does.
So when you say gets involved with a serial killer, he starts to hunt a serial killer and try and figure out who it is.
It's just...
Or the serial killer comes in and goes, hello, I'm weird. Oh, look at that body. Goodbye.
It's
both real exchanges. What?
But pretty much both of those things, like, he just starts encountering him a lot. And then...
And is he a weirdo? With, like, a hat?
I can't fucking remember. I do remember at least once he like, falls asleep and one of the bodies is moved, and he's like, oh, fuck.
Or one of the bodies moved while he was...
Yeah, it's in a different place. Mm. He's like, what the fuck?
You know what would be a good film as well for... Actually, that would be a good one to kind of put on the list for watching film watching this year.
What?
Is Reanimator.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to have the morgue stuff in that towards the end.
That's a good one.
That's a real good Halloween, because it's not scary, but it's really good.
I read Reanimator.
Have you not seen the film?
No.
Okay.
I read the H.P. Lovecraft.
Okay.
Okay.
It's quite good.
Ooh, and in that vein of kind of fun, kind of horror thing as well, is Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Which, that's one I think everyone kind of has fondness of that from when they were a kid.
But then when you watch it nowadays, it's like, why is there not enough Beetlejuice?
That's...
Mm.
Oh yeah,
I remember like I would have watched
cartoon.
The cartoon as a kid, and then when I was watching the movie, it's like, where is he? Come on! And
yeah.
Then he's there, like, oh, now they can go on their wacky adventures. Hey, hold on. And then it's like, what is there a part where he like knocks someone over a banister or something? It's like, that's not very nice. I love that film. So good.
I love it too.
Apparently, it's been they're trying to remake it again. Not Beetlejuice in Hawaii.
that was the
well,
sequel.
They've cast Shia LaBeouf in the lead role.
Oh, they have. You're just lying.
Full of the lies tonight.
You're a very strange person.
I tried to think of someone shit. Because
what's he again?
Because Charlie Hunnam is pulled out of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, he pulled out all right.
He was the one.
Yeah. Out of your butt.
Whoa! Look at that spike.
He's walking down the rainbow road to your anus. Woo! That's a Thor reference. He's going to Midgard tonight, baby! Woo!
Who the hell are you? You're talking like Booker T.
Booker T doesn't say that. Does that this, can you dig it?
Yeah, but he's like loud.
He's not like, yeah!
Who's the one who says it's Kane?
What?
Who says it's Kane?
Now, there's two guys who say it's Kane. Okay. Well, this is on topic because he was in See No Evil.
And there's a See No Evil 2 starring Catherine Isabel. Ugh, and Danielle Harris. So.
Oh, yeah, that's directed by the Soskas, isn't it?
Yep.
That is going to be... Oh, I mean, the first one was bad. I mean, luckily,
oh,
it can't be
that
bad.
Is that what he's out filming right now?
Oh, shit, that hadn't even occurred to me. But yeah, that's obviously what he's doing.
That's why
Kane
he's
is kidnapped right now.
Yeah, he's kidnapped.
By the crazy people.
Why did you put the air quotes up? What do you mean?
He's on holiday.
Listen, guys, we can't be joking about
K-fabe
that.
K-fabe is real.
This is serious business.
Hey, wrestling fans quite recently asked for their money back because somebody said it was scripted.
What?
And they were like, whoa, my money bag is not real.
Who said that? Who, what? Why, huh?
Because America's crazy. I'm going to Hell in a Cell in 2 fucking weeks.
Oh, I don't see Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell!
Yeah, at the moment in WWE, there's a group of people.
Yeah, that's actually a kind of a horror
it's
element.
Very horror-esque.
They were introduced in, like, with these weird promos that were sort of recalling, I don't know, like, Texas Chainsaw and stuff, just, like, backwards
stuff.
Yeah, it
was kind of that, like...
One of them wears
Manson family
kind of stuff. Like, one of them is a preacher, and he's always talking about buzzards. Well, it's really... I find it quite boring, because he's not a good wrestler, but...
Is it kind of like The Brood, that has that kind of cool, kind of horror-y...
It's much more, like...
bleak. It's very bleak and dark. Like, they enter the ring lit only by a lantern, and they just, like, walk really slowly. They have a really sort of brooding entrance.
It's very much Scary Hillbillies as opposed to, like, straight-up Satanists.
Yeah. That's
but, I think they could have done it a lot better, personally.
Well, yeah.
They just got the deliverance music
over it very, very quick because people were, what the fuck was this? And then they actually started wrestling.
And it was like, oh, you can't wrestle.
It was like they put him up against Kane, and that was pretty interesting because he's always like setting things on fire.
Yeah. Yep.
Talk about demons and stuff. And then like they immediately beat him and he went away for 6 months or however.
But now that you've said that, that is obviously what he's doing. I have no faith in that film.
Oh, I know he was out filming. I just didn't know what.
Oh, well, he's filming Scene of Evil 2, obviously. But I have no faith in that film. I have no faith in the Soskas. We've covered this before. I'm just like, fuck off.
We should combine our two interests. No, I never
don't
watch WWE movies.
Hey, they already have combined their interests with No One Lives. I'm on the poster
for
it.
Right there.
That's me.
There it is.
I didn't see that.
No One Lives is fucking awesome. Neither of you have seen it.
No.
You both suck. Everyone go see No One Lives. It's out on DVD now.
This is coming from the girl who I bought The Marine and 12 Rounds
I watched
for,
those.
And she didn't watch them.
I watched them in private by myself, and you know why.
I'm pretty sure they're still in the cellophane wrap.
No way, I watched
both. She just looked at the picture on the front.
This is enough.
what happens?
Ooh, John Cena's arms.
What happens in the rain?
I don't know. He runs around. He marines. I was wanking. I don't know.
Whoa. Is he a marine biologist?
What happens in 12 rounds?
Okay, that one I
That's
do know. John Cena is shooting people left, right, and center. And then maybe his pants come down a little.
That was a long wank then. If you didn't pay attention to two whole movies that you claim you watched.
I didn't pay attention to either because I was busy coming.
Oh my god. To be a woman.
It is good. I was discussing this.
Kids, if you just heard that, I'm sorry.
I hope my cousin isn't listening to this.
Your little cousin listens to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I was discussing that earlier, though, with a friend of mine about like how men have to clean up after. That's so unfair for you guys.
And it's shorter.
Women can just go to sleep, you know?
Well, you can just...
Well, men can go to sleep as well, so it's really gross.
Do it in the shower.
No, Ross said... Hi, Ross! Ross said not to do it in the shower because it goes sticky.
What goes sticky? The shower?
The cum. Man cum.
That's... So no. You just have a... You just aim... Somewhere.
Aim it where?
Down the drain.
Yo, let's say you're in Florida, right? And you're sharing a room and you're going in the shower. Flo Rida. You can't like fucking aim at the wall because then bitch is going to come in after and be
you
like,
don't aim
you
at the fucking wall.
Then where do you aim?
What? I said at the drain.
Oh, okay.
You know where the water goes away?
I don't know.
It gets so sticky. What?
Yours doesn't get sticky in the chair?
Well, it does, but not any more.
Oh my god,
than
we can't talk about this. This is family vehicle.
Hi, Peter's mom.
I think there's a spot on my bum.
There's a giant spot on your bum.
Oh, there it is.
That was the best face.
It looks really sore. It looks like you got bitten by something.
Maybe I did.
By a Peter.
I just said that.
But I said
that. Bite your ass.
Well, maybe you should.
Okay, X-rated cast. Can't. Kids. Kids and
yeah, we put ratings on the podcast?
Oh yeah, I have that on anyway because we all swear.
Do we?
Oh
fuck.
Yeah, we cuss like sailors.
Cunts like sailors.
So
I hate
see
that
no
word.
Evil. You're looking forward to
see no evil. We'll watch that now. Not okay. See no evil 2.
Oh, you're asking me who says it's Kane?
Who says it's Kane?
Well, there's two people who say it's Kane. One of them would be JR, who's fired now.
Oh.
Jim Ross. Yeah, he got fired again.
Again, like in real life.
Yes. Why did he get fired?
Too much barbecue sauce.
Apparently it was over... He lost control during an interview.
Yeah.
And let a very, very drunk Ric Flair just go on and on and on and talk about all this crazy stuff and about how he got John Cena drinking again and now...
Oh my god!
Yeah, like...
Is John Cena sober?
And this was all promotion for WWE 14. There's a podcast I listen to. They review... They do video game stuff. And they were all invited to it. A bunch of them are all big wrestling fans, so they had that like double thing going on there where they were like, it's fucking Jim Ross, and he's talking to fucking Mick Foley and fucking Ric Flair. Ric Flair is fucking blitzed. And he got fired of it. But yeah, he would be like, it's Kane! Drew Hellfire and Brimstone is the big red machine!
Yeah, but who always picks Kane for matches?
Oh, that's Teddy Long. They go, it's Kane, play it! So, on SmackDown for a very, very long time, there would just be a match on the card that night where it would be, you know, so-and-so versus a mystery opponent. And it always turned out to be Kane. All the time. Wow. Every fucking week. It turned into, like, this joke where people were just like, I wonder who that could be. And it just became.
Okay.
Because they had nothing else for him to do.
We've hit an hour. Can we pause for a sec so I can have tea?
Pause for
a sec.
Will we
like do a little outro and then so we can just pick up right up after you make tea?
I don't know.
Because if we're going to be splitting in a half anyway.
Yeah, but we don't know where he's going to split.
Just split that ass from here.
All right. Okay. Well then.
Just in case there's anything.
All right, everyone, pause what you're doing. Right.
Okay, now. 1, 2, 3.
And then we never did an intro, so we're cutting it there. That's you got a good hour out of us. Maybe a bad hour. Oh, okay, I'm not gonna lie, it was a shit hour, it was a terrible hour, what was that? But, it's what the others wanted, it's what they wanted to talk about. I'm sorry for shouting. I got a bit carried away. There was a sex joke, a pulling out joke I couldn't resist. But drop back in with us next week. We'll have some more spooky tales of building large stacks of wood and then setting it on fire. It's a tradition. It's a really fucking weird tradition, but there you go. It really is. Oh yeah, I remember the name of that movie. It was The Gate. It wasn't Poltergeist. I don't know why I'm fixated on that, but I am. If you want to get in touch with us, we're facebook.com/rlives. We're at Harlives on the twits. We're Harlives on Tumblr. I'm at Shoehead on Tumblr. You'll find us. You just look for Harlives. And if it's anything except for Blogspot, then it's us. Blogspot is some weirdo who I don't like. I don't even know who you are, but I don't like you. If you're listening to this, other Harlives guy, I'm just going to assume that it's Harlives. There you go. Harlives. We're Harlives. So, take care. I'll see you back next week. We'll talk about the actual Halloween night. Talk about trick-or-treating, candy apples. It's actually strange because all three of us, I never really thought about it, but all three of us live in quite different types of areas. So we all had very widely different Halloweens. So have that to look forward to? I don't know. Bye. Bye. I give you a kiss. I send you love. Oh, listeners. Oh my. Oh, what am I fucking doing? Jesus fucking Christ.